COVID-19 has shaken our routines in a similar way to the way we might shake a bottle of water and sand. Everything gets muddy. Improvisation is the new way of dealing with the unknown. Surprises can sometimes feel like they come thick and fast. Paul has two surprises in store for Pablo, and Pablo realises that although he quite likes surprises, he would definitely prefer to be able to sort out the good ones from the bad ones. If you like surprises, and especially if you don't like all of them, then this story is for you. Paul and Pablo have just returned from their holiday in Berlin. This year, everything is different. Pablo's mum is still stuck in Latin America, and next week, classes start again, and nothing is certain. There are several different scenarios. First scenario, homeschooling, as in the hardest time of the first lockdown. Second scenario, everything goes back to normal, except that the mask wearing is compulsory. And third scenario, classes resume in half groups. One thing is for sure, the less information, the more speculation, and Pablo and his friends spend hours speculating in the class chat. Paul and Pablo are sitting down having dinner, and despite the fact that Pablo is feeling really tired, he can sense a slight buzz in the air. And as we're always looking for a reason for our emotions, Pablo puts the blame on the start of the new school year coming up, as if there always has to be a reason for why we feel agitated other than the passage of a disturbance or an uncomfortable thought. And then suddenly, out of the blue, Paul exclaims, "I have two surprises for you." "Great, tell me," shouts an excited Pablo, and his joyful thought instantly chases away his feelings of fatigue. "If I tell you, it won't be a surprise anymore," replies Paul. "Well, when will I get my surprises?" asks Pablo, trying to quantify the waiting time required of him. "The first one is tomorrow afternoon, and the second one is the day after tomorrow, probably in the morning," Paul replies, consulting his mobile phone to make sure. "Oh, Dad, that's so long," moans Pablo, but still with a slight smile on his face because he can't help but feel excited. "I think you'll be glad you waited," Paul reassures him. "To make the time go faster, I'm going to go to bed," says Pablo, stifling a yawn. The next day, the closer it gets to the afternoon, the more agitated and impatient Pablo feels. His head is like a glass of champagne with thoughts bubbling up in it. "Dad, I feel like it's Christmas," says Pablo, "but Santa is late this time." Paul juggles messages on his mobile phone as he keeps talking to Pablo. Everything feels electric and buzzy. It's like there's something in the air. Around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, as they sit down for lunch, someone rings the doorbell. "Will you please open the door, Pablo?" asks Paul, who is serving up the salad. "Okay, Dad, I'm going. What if it's Santa Claus?" Pablo giggles, and he opens the door, and he can't believe his eyes. "Mom!" he shouts happily and incredulously at the same time. He jumps into her arms and asks, "Are you my surprise?" "Well, it seems to me that you seem quite surprised, don't you?" asks Isabel with a big smile on her face. "I am, I am, I am! I would have been less surprised if it had been Santa Claus himself ringing the doorbell," laughs Pablo. Paul smiles at his wife and his son and leaves them for a minute before taking Isabel in his arms. All of a sudden, he smells the lasagna and he rushes into the kitchen to get it out of the oven before it gets burnt. The three of them sit down happily to their favourite meal, and the conversations flow after such a long absence. Isabel explains that her flight had been cancelled, but she managed to catch a direct one, which explains why she's arrived much earlier than expected. And of course, no one complains about such a fabulously brilliant surprise. "I love surprises," says Pablo ecstatically. While the three of them are deep in conversation, a small beep announces the arrival of an email on Paul's mobile. Paul glances down at his phone and says, "Well, it looks like your second surprise has arrived ahead of schedule. It's your teacher who has put an end to your speculations. and the school has decided that the classes will be in half groups and that wearing a mask will be compulsory. Oh, says Pablo, disappointed. Well, I don't like that surprise. But I thought you liked surprises, exclaims Paul. Dad, I love surprises, but I've decided I only love the good ones, answers Pablo. In this episode, Pablo realises that there are some surprises that are way easier to accept than others. But what makes one surprise seem better than another? If you want to know everything about good and bad surprises, let's join Paul and Pablo in the next episode.